Welcome to Inside Ag with Kansas Farm Bureau. Today hosting is Ashley Byne and Mike Byne. We come from Waverly, Kansas, and we farm and ranch in rural Osage in Coffee County. I work as a nurse practitioner in a rural health clinic, and Mike is an agronomist and manager of the local cooperative. We run a cow-calf herd, and we also have a busy life with our kids. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about how we manage our time outside of the farm in our jobs. This past year, we took on a couple of new projects where we bought a couple of fixer-uppers to have as rental homes. Mike, why don't you give us a little bit of information about how this all came to fruition and where we began?
I think we fell in love with property enhancement in our earlier years as a couple, where we bought and renovated our first home while we were living in it. That definitely a process I don't think we would ever do again, living in it at the same time, but we made it through. As we relocated for our new jobs, we decided that we'd build our second home because there just wasn't the property that we were looking for that fit our vision for what our forever home might look like. So at that point, we decided to be heavily involved in designing, building the rough end stages and finish work in our new home, where we started the project in April, and we actually were able to move into that home in August, just 4 short months later. At that point, I wouldn't say that we were experts by any means at construction or remodeling, but we had experienced a lot of different things. We kind of took a few years off, though, here lately with our young family, and that's where this really kind of took off in the last year. There's a house in the town that we work in that we had looked at. It has just a ton of character to it, of an older Victorian-style home, and we had jokingly said for a few years that at some point we're going to buy this house and bring it back to its old glory. It just happened one day. I was doing some work on the outside of town, and I drove by and I noticed the for sale sign in the yard. About 45 minutes later, we bought the house, which kind of led to the first big step of, you know, really diving into what it was going to take to bring this old home back to its glory.
Tell me some of the specific steps that have gone into reconstruction and development of our rental houses.
One of the first steps that you have to do, or that we do, is we take a good survey of the house and see what pieces of character have to stay part of the home as we look to update it into a more modern time. In the particular house that's been our biggest challenge, there's some very unique things like a spiral staircase in the front of the home, some really intricate molding around the ceilings and openings throughout the home, as well as how to blend the old home with the additions that it's taken on over the last 40 years. So, you know, by the time we survey the home and realize what needs to stay and what needs to go, that's when the work really begins, because sometimes removing the old contents is difficult work. It's time-consuming work. And then it's also, you know, we're at a point where you want to see immediate results, and that's hard to do in the early stages of a renovation.
Tell a little bit about some of the most unique things that you've found in tearing apart the home.
Some of the most, I guess, interesting things to me is finding all the square nails that are in these older homes, as well as the just pure craftsmanship that goes into how the homes were constructed, how the materials were made, the different types of lumber you might find in the ceiling versus the different lumber you might find in the wall. Finishings are actually extremely high quality when you look at knobs, any kind of hardware throughout the entire home. Even light fixtures have a lot of unique character to them and quality, even with their age.
What have been some of your goals in renovating the homes that have been bought?
Our first goal is to restore the actual character and quality of the home, not to degrade or take away or cheaply do any of the work that we're doing. You know, when we look at the whole entirety of the project, we want this to be not just a reflection of who we are, but a reflection of our style and character, because this is more of a gift of quality and a reputation that we want these older homes to be remembered for. I guess this is probably more something that falls into Ashley's line. Ashley, why don't you describe some of the plans that we have in the homes that we have currently?
I think some of the plans that we have are reconstruction of certain rooms. So in particular, we have looked at the kitchens and found that we really wanted to make some enhancements And in one of the homes that we built, the goal is to develop a really nice galley kitchen where it has nicer furnishings, but at the same time, it does withhold, as Mike has said, the integrity of the older homes. And in another home that we recently purchased, Mike did a lot of work in tearing out an old kitchen, which coincidentally had metal cabinets and a really nice sink, to make it look really feasible and nice for a new family to move into once we got it rented.
We've noticed just in our life that when we entertain friends and family, we spend the bulk of our time in the kitchen. So we like to focus on making sure that comfort and convenience of the kitchen is welcoming to a group of people, to hanging out and just socializing in a lot of different situations and times of the day. And the other part that we look at is where the family would spend the bulk of their time. So if that's not in the kitchen, it might be in more like an entertainment room rather than your traditional living room. So to have the room set up so that they're good for family entertainment, and you know they have the finish work that supports that, whether it's modern outlets, places to charge phones or run other USB devices, that they're consistent and ready for streaming and different types of television.
And I think one thing that Mike failed to account for is that when we built our own house, we did all of the electrical work ourselves. And so we really wanted to not only make our home feasible and easily accessible for our electrical needs, but we want our rental properties to have the same benefit as well. And so Mike has really taken the time to upgrade some of the electrical fixings in the homes to bring it up to where it needs to be.
Things that we've learned that are a must in all of our projects is we've noticed that can lighting has made a large difference in just the initial impression of a home, whether that is for entertainment or just comfort of living. New light fixtures make a big difference in modernizing a home, but maybe sometimes as a slippery slope because it can remove some of the original character of the home. So a way to blend the two things with lots of light through the can lighting, but maybe hang on to some of those traditional fixtures in the center of the room.
Can you tell us some of the challenges that you faced in taking on these projects?
The biggest challenge, and probably the most expensive challenge, is ensuring that the foundations are not only suitable to withstand, you know, a family moving into this and the future of the home, but to have them prepared or repaired correctly by quality companies that will guarantee their work. And that can be really difficult. One of our homes sets on a stacked limestone foundation, and those present their own particular difficulties, especially when that home has been added onto and has poured concrete as well as cinder block foundations all within the same structure. So, you know, for anybody that would get into the projects, foundations are the biggest thing to inspect and have an understanding of what the cost is going to be to repair them and make them correct again. But then the other thing is anytime you start to worry about foundations, you also have walls that will go out of plumb. And so when you go to finish the rooms that the walls are no longer square or plumb, that can add a lot of difficulty and time into your finish work. Ashley, give us some ideas of things that we've learned as we finish up some of these projects.
I think that particularly when you're going into an older home, and sometimes ones that have not received the love that they maybe once did, is that carpets and just nice new floors can really change a room. When we took on one of our recent projects, it had carpet that had been there for years and it really needed to be replaced. And after we removed the carpet, we found that most of the rooms had a really nice hardwood flooring underneath it. And so with a little bit of time and of course money, we were able to bring this back to life and it looks really nice. We also have found that some rooms are just suitable for carpet, and we found that some of the bedrooms particularly, this just made it a more livable space. Another thing that we learned is that it's important to utilize your nearest material store. We feel very blessed to have a local lumber yard, and they are able to really help us out with almost all of the furnishing and house needs that we are having to utilize. It also helps so that we don't have to travel quite as frequently to the bigger cities. to get some of the services that are needed. The service that they provide is just...
It's unmatched. We've really realized that time is probably our most expensive material that we use in these projects. With our young family, with our farm, with our careers, we've just learned that we don't have the extra 45 minutes to travel one way to go pick up an item. That's time that's better spent working on the home on the projects when we're there. So the service that we get from the local businesses really helps maximize our potential here.
Mike, tell me what our why is.
This whole project, we like to have the hobby of doing of renovating homes, and it's a challenge, and we're rewarded by the challenge. But ultimately, we always reflect on when we moved back to the area, there just weren't homes that were ready for young families to move into. That had some of the updated features, that had the space or the security or the price point to make it possible for our young families. So we're in a situation now where we're able to start to build that inventory of homes to help grow our community and to have the option to move into a home that's family ready, or even have a home that's just been restored to the point where a young family could come in and customize it to their needs. Building costs and everything else associated with that, we really are looking for just providing that option so other people can create their own stories in our town. We love our community, and without the community and all of the wonderful family and relationships that we have here, we wouldn't have as full of a life. And so we know that if we offer the ability for a family to move here, that they can enjoy and have the same things that we've been experienced.
I hope you have enjoyed having us tell you a little bit about our construction stories here in Waverly, Kansas, and give you a look into how we are trying to build our communities through this step of construction. Thank you for joining us on Inside Ag with Kansas Farm Bureau, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, Mike and Ashley, for hosting this week. And thank you to our listeners. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review.